This podcast is brought to you by the World Apostolate to Fatima USA, a public association of the faithful devoted to spreading the authentic message of Fatima.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Bob Ellis, National Coordinator for the World Apostolate of Fatima USA. I'd like to speak to you briefly today about the 54-day Rosary Novena for our nation, which is being sponsored by the Holy League. If you haven't already heard, it commences on the Feast of the Assumption of Our Blessed Mother on August 15th and will run through October 7th, the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary, and it culminates with the Coast-to-Coast Rosary Rally for Our Nation, which will be centered in Washington, D.C. I was speaking with Father Rick Heilman, the president of the Holy League, the other day on the telephone. We had both spoken recently with people who were beginning to wonder why, since there have been so many rosary novenas and rallies prayed and participated in by so many people during recent years, we haven't seen results. Why has our nation not been converted? How many more novenas and rallies is it going to take? Now, of course, this is not to suggest that we doubt that each rosary and rosary rally has merited grace and had effects. Perhaps it's been mostly a decrease in the rate of decline of our country. But we are so far from conversion, and we see our nation falling deeper and deeper every day into more frequent and more heinous sin and degradation. We both thought of the same thing. Jesus told us that some demons cannot be driven out by prayer alone, that some require both prayer and fasting. Fasting, of course, being one means among many of sacrifice. The demons who have our nation within their grips are just this kind of demon. Prayer alone is not sufficient to drive them out. So we agreed that we're going to ask everyone who participates in the novena and the rally add what we're going to call the Fatima dimension of daily sacrifice to the novena. According to Servant of God, Sister Maria Lucia of Jesus and of the Immaculate Heart, the most essential of Our Lady's Fatima requests was the sanctification of the daily duties of our state in life, the offering up of the aches, pains, trials, and tribulations which God permits to touch our lives each day as reparation for sin and sacrifice for the conversion of sinners. This is contained in the question she posed to the little Fatima shepherds during her first apparition. She said, "Are you willing to offer yourselves to God and bear all the sufferings He wills to send you as an act of reparation for the sins by which He is offended and in supplication for the conversion of sinners?" This question of Our Lady echoes the words of the Angel of Portugal during his second apparition to the children in the summer of 1916 when he said, "Make of everything you can a sacrifice, and offer it to God as an act of reparation for the sins by which He is offended, and in supplication for the conversion of sinners. You will thus draw down peace upon your country. Above all, accept and bear with submission the suffering which the Lord will send you." This is what it's going to take to drive out the demons who are holding our nation in their grips, and have been for a very long time. So this is what we urge everyone who can to do during the novena. First, fast on all the Wednesdays and Fridays between August 15th and October 7th. Secondly, pray the Fatima sacrifice prayer each morning, and accept and bear with submission whatever suffering the Lord permits to touch your lives, offering it all as a sacrifice in reparation for sin and for the conversion of sinners. But we don't stop with just saying the prayer in the morning and then forgetting all about it. Each time throughout the course of the day as some suffering comes to us, we recall the prayer and offer the sacrifice. Well, there it is. Please consider adding the Fatima dimension of daily sacrifice to the novena as you pray it. If the demons, with our nation in their grips, require fasting and sacrifice, let's give it to them. Before I conclude, there are just two footnotes I'd like to add. If you're not familiar with the Fatima sacrifice prayer, you can find it at bluearmy.com. And finally, if you're listening to this and it's August 30th, or you didn't know about the novena until, let's say, September 15th, don't think that you cannot participate. You can always begin wherever you are. Please join us in driving the demons out of our country once and for all. God bless you.